Good.
早上好。
It is so good to see all of you and not have a barrier kind of making it fuzzy.
很高兴看到大家，因为现在没有那个挡板，然后挡板让我们看人是模糊的。
So last time I was I shared with you, we considered this thought from Acts 13:36.
上一次我跟大家分享的时候，交通道在《使徒行传》的第十三章三十六节。
And this was on how King David served the purpose of God in his generation.
里面讲到大卫怎么样按着神的旨意服侍了他那一世的人。
And we want to be those that are serving the purpose of God in our generation.
我们也愿意成为那一般在我们这一世来服侍神旨意的人。
And from David's life, then we glean some thoughts that are very applicable to us.
而且在大卫的一生，我们也可以来观看到对我们有用的那些。
First, we considered how we should be those that repent often.
那第一点就是我们可以成为那个经常悔改的人。
And second, how we should be those that are continuously inquiring of the Lord.
第二点就是我们可以成为那个一直在神面前求问的人。
And third, we talked about how we need to be worshippers of the Lord.
第三讲到我们要成为一个敬拜神的人。
And then also how we should be builders in the house.
后面我们也讲到要在神的家里面做建造的人。
This morning we want to consider and continue to consider this thought of serving the purpose of God in our generation.
那今天早上我们继续的在这个思想里面，就是怎样按照神的旨意服侍这一世的人。
And we want to do that by looking actually at the life of Stephen in the New Testament.
那这一次我们是借着在新约里面斯提凡这个人来看。
So Stephen is only mentioned in a few passages of the whole Bible.
斯提凡在整本圣经里面只提到过几次。
So we find him primarily, the story is in chapters 6 and 7 of Acts.
主要的内容都是在使徒行传的第六跟第七章。
He's also mentioned in Acts 8:2 and in Acts 22:20.
那也在第八节，第八章第二节，还有在第二十二章都提到。
So your homework is to go back and read the story of Stephen after today.
那大家的功课呢，就是今天回去来读斯提凡的这些故事。
So we'll read a few verses together, though, beginning in chapter 6.
那我们一起来读一些的章节，从第六章开始。
So first I'll read Acts chapter 6, 1 through 6, and then our brother will translate.
那我先来读第一到第六节，然后翻译的弟兄再来读。
So Acts chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. Now at this time, while the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint arose...on the part of the Hellenistic Jews against the native Hebrews, because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of food. So the 12 summoned the congregation of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables. Therefore, brethren, select from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task.But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." This statement found approval with the whole congregation, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Procruus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. And these they brought before the apostles, and after praying, they laid hands on them.
那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力、伯罗哥罗、尼加挪、提门、巴米拿，并进犹太教的安提阿人尼哥拉，叫他们站在使徒面前，使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。
And then in Acts chapter 6, from verse 7 to 11.
然后也是在第七章，从第七到第十一节。
The word of God kept on spreading, and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was performing great wonders among the... And Stephen, full of grace and power, was performing great wonders and signs among the people. But some men from what was called the synagogue of the freedmen, including both the Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and some from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and argued with Stephen. But they were unable to cope with the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. Then they secretly induced men to say, "We have heard Stephen speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God."
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。斯提凡满有恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。当时有称利百地拿会堂的几个人，并有古利奈、亚历山泰、基利加、亚西亚各处会堂的几个人，都起来和斯提凡辩论。 斯提凡是以智慧和圣灵说话，众人抵挡不住，就买出人来说：“我们听见他说谤读摩西和神的话。”In
Acts 6, verse 15, in fixing their gaze on him, all who were sitting in the council saw his face like the face of an angel.
然后第十五节，在会众在公会里坐着的人都定睛看他。
So then we see in chapter 7, Stephen actually has a response to his accusers.
然后我们看到在第七章, 斯提凡对那些控告他的人有一个回应。
And he recites a history of Israel.
他在那里来复述以色列人的历史。
And he speaks of Abraham and Joseph and Moses and David, all men who served God in their generation.
然后他就提到了亚伯拉罕，提到了约瑟。 摩西还有大卫，他们都是在他们那一世来服侍神旨意的人。
And then he concludes with how the Jews rejected the prophets, the ones that came to tell them about Jesus, the Christ.
然后他就在结论里面讲到，这些人，这些以色列民怎么样来抗拒了，来抵挡了那些差到他们中间的先知，告诉他们有关于耶稣的事。
And then in Acts chapter 7, verse 51,
然后是使徒行传第七章五十一节
Stephen said, "You men are stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, are always resisting the Holy Spirit. You are doing as your fathers did."
在五十一节讲，你们这硬着景象、心与耳未受割礼的人，常时抗拒圣灵。你们的祖宗怎样，你们也怎样。
And then down in verses 55 and 56, "But being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, 'Behold, I see the heavens opened up and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.'"
第五十五、第五十六节，但斯提凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边，就说：“我看见天开了。” 人子站在神的右边。
Then down in verses 59 and 60, "They went on stoning Stephen as he called on the Lord and said, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' Then falling on his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them.' Having said this, he fell asleep."
第59、60节，他们正用石头打的时候，斯提凡呼吁主说， 求主耶稣接收我的灵魂，又跪下大声喊着说：“主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。”说了这话就睡了。
Then we want to read one more verse together, sort of a theme verse for today in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
然后我们再一起来读一处的章节，这个章节是我们今天主题的章节，就是罗马书的第12章第1节。
Romans 12:1. "Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship."
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们， 将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we do come to you and with thanksgiving, and that you would meet us here this morning.
主啊，今天早上我们带着感恩的心来到你面前，是因为你召聚我们在这里与你相遇。
Lord, we are amazed at how you delight to reveal yourself to us.
我们何等的惊奇，因为你是何等的乐意启示你自己。
And Lord, we are at your mercy.
主啊，我们是在你的怜悯之中。
And so, Lord, we ask, just like you gave Stephen that open heaven, give us an open heaven this morning.
主啊，就像你当时给斯提凡这个打开的天一样，今天也把这个打开的天赐给我们。
To see you in our midst, standing at the right hand of the Father.
看到你就在我们中间，你也站在父神的右边。
We just commit ourselves into your faithful hands.
我们把自己交在你信实的手中。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So Stephen was this living sacrifice.
Stephen 就是这个活祭。
And as a living sacrifice, he served the purpose of God in his generation.
作为一个活祭，他就在那一世服侍了神的旨意。
Now, in contrast to David, who lived 70 years, Stephen only lived to about 29 or 30.
不像大卫，他人生大概有70岁的年纪，斯提凡他大概只有29-30岁。
We would consider it a short life, but it was a very full life.
对我们来看是一个很短的人生，但是却是一个被充满的人生。
Now, we really don't know anything about Stephen's background or his upbringing.
我们不太知道他的背景或者他的这个家世。
What we do know is that he was a Greek-speaking Jew, one of the Hellenists.
但我们知道的就是他是那一个讲希腊化的犹太人。
And we are introduced to Stephen when there's this dispute, when the Hellenistic Jews believe that their widows are being overlooked in the distribution of food.
那我们看到他的时候，就是看到说希腊话的犹太人中间起了一个争执，就是讲到他们中间的寡妇在供应上被忽略了。
So this complaint came forth that was challenging the unity of the body of Christ.
当这个抱怨出来之后，就在这里挑战神主耶稣基督身体的那个合一。
Brother Shinyo and I had a conversation this morning that just setting the thermostats could be a challenge to the body of Christ this morning.
沈弟兄跟我之间今天早上就有一个争执，这个就威胁到这个合一。我们就是为了一个保暖器该怎么使用这个小事。
It's amazing how we're challenged, but we find our unity in Christ.
真是很奇妙，为什么会这样的被挑战？但是感谢神这个合一被保存。
So here we had this serious issue, this complaint, but the congregation then came together.
虽然有这么严重的一个抱怨，但是呢。整个会众却一起。
And seven men were selected to help distribute the food and serve in this manner.
就选出七个人来管理饭食。
And these men had to be men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit.
那这些人呢，他们必须要有好名声，是被圣灵充满的。
And full of wisdom.
而且智慧充足。
Stephen was one of those that was selected.
斯提凡就是这七个被选的人中的一个。
So that certainly tells us something about Stephen.
这就告诉我们斯提凡是怎样的一个人了。
And then verse 5 specifically mentions that he is a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit.
那在第五节又讲到斯提凡是大有信心、圣灵充满的人。
Verse 8 goes on to say he's full of grace and power and performing great signs and wonders among the people.
第八节又提到他是满得恩惠能力。在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
In verse 10, we see that those arguing with Stephen were unable to cope with the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking.
在第十节也看到那些敌人不能抵挡斯提凡，因为他是以智慧和圣灵说话。
And then in verse 15, we see that those who were arguing with him saw his face like the face of an angel.
那在第十五节我们也看到那些抵挡他的人看到他的脸。看到他的面貌好像天使的面貌。
Now that's quite a resume.
这是何等的一个简历。
Naturally, we would say that somebody that's that full of the Holy Spirit should be doing a much more important job than serving food.
那我们的感觉里面，这样被圣灵充满的一个人，他应该做一些比管理范式更重要的事。
But I think Stephen was actually full of joy to be selected and to be one serving the food to the widows.
但我相信斯蒂凡当时是带着喜乐来行使这样一个服事，就是在这里照顾寡妇的需要。
Stephen was the Lord's and he was fully surrendered to the Lord.
因为斯蒂凡是属主的，他也在那里全心的来服事。
He was willing to do anything that would please the Lord.
他愿意做任何的事，只要主得喜悦。
Now I want you to notice the requirements here to serve the Lord.
那我想让大家注意一下，就是服事神他的要求是什么。
Our issue is that man too often brings in the measurement of the world or the hierarchy of positions, even into the church.
那我们的问题就是总把属世的事带进来，把这些属世的那些阶层啊、那些方法啊、那些组织啊带到教会里面。
However, the Lord simply says.Be full of the Holy Spirit and function as a member of the body of Christ.
但神要讲的只有被圣灵充满，而且作为一个肢体在神的家中进功用。
Regardless of the service, what's important is that we are full of faith and full of the Holy Spirit.
不管我们做哪样的服事，只要我们是大有信心，被圣灵充满。
So whether you minister the word, whether you play the piano, whether you care for the children in the nursery, whether you wash dishes.What's important is that we're full of life, and it's His life, and we're under His authority.
所以不管我们是做话语的执事，是在那里洗碗、司琴，或者照顾婴孩，只要我们是在这里充满了圣灵，这样来服事。
First Corinthians chapter 12 reminds us that all parts of the body are important. No part is more important than another.
那在哥林多前书十二章也提到，每一个肢体都是重要的，没有说一个比那另外一个更要。超越。
And every member is a child of God, and every member has this life of Christ within them.
因为每一个肢体都是神的儿女，也有这个基督的生命在我们里面。
The question is, to what degree do we allow this life to rule over us and be expressed?
所以问这个主要的关键所在就是我们在让这个在我们里面的生命表达出来是何等的程度。
Are we submitted to the authority and to the rulership of our head, the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们有没有来降服他，让他在我们里面做头为首？
It doesn't matter how old or how young you are.
也不在乎你的年纪是年长或者年幼。
Certainly, age gives you more time and more opportunity to experience things of the Lord.
没错，当年长的时候呢，你已经有很多更多的机会跟时间，来经历神。
But age itself does not qualify you any more than anyone else.
但是
what the Lord wants to do.
但是光光提到年纪的话，它并不让我们更加的合格来做神的工。
So in Matthew 21:16, the Lord actually Jesus quotes and makes a reference to Psalm 8:2 and says, "Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have prepared praise for yourself."
所以在马太福音21:16那里，主耶稣也提到在旧约里面。这个诗篇里面的话，就是神是从婴孩和吃奶的口中完全了赞美。
And several times we know the Lord says, "Bring the little children unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of God."
而且有几次主耶稣都记载到主耶稣说让那些小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国里的正是这样的人。
So we see this young man Stephen who was very, very full.
所以我们现在看到有一个年轻人斯蒂凡，他里面是充满的。
Full of the Spirit, full of wisdom, full of power, full of faith.
所以他里面充满了圣灵，充满了智慧，充满了能力，也充满了信心。
This man that was simply serving tables was very full of Christ.
这个人只是简单的在那里管理饭食，却是充满了信心。
So where did this fullness come from?
那这个充满是从哪里来的呢？
So this morning we want to consider Stephen, this man that was very full, how he was a living sacrifice.
今天早上我们就要来分享，作为一个充满的人，斯提凡，他是怎样成为一个活祭。
We want to look at that from three general aspects. One is being a living sacrifice means being separated from the world.
那我们从三个大的方面来看，第一个方面就是作为一个活祭，必须要与世界分别。
Secondly, a living sacrifice is one that is wholly surrendered to the Lord.
那第二点，一个活祭，它应该 是完全的降服在主面前。
And then third, a living sacrifice is one that testifies of Christ our life.
那第三个方面就是活祭是要来见证主耶稣基督的生命。
So first, this thought of being separated from the world.
那第一个方面我们来看就是与世界分别。
So to be full, one must first be empty.
当一个人要被充满的话，首先要倒空。
Empty of self, empty of pride, empty of self-ambition.
就是要把自己倒空，要把我们的骄傲要倒空，而且要把我们里面自己的野心要倒空。
Empty of holding too tightly to things of this world that are perishing.
而且呢，要把我们对这个世界那些要朽坏的东西，还要抓在手中那种抓紧，也要被倒空。
And to be empty and not self-centered.And not worldly centered, we need to allow the dealings of the cross in our lives.
如果我们要倒空，不让自己成为中心，也不让这个世界在我们里面成为中心，那就需要有十字架的功课。
We need to allow the Holy Spirit to expose those things in our lives that are hindering us from entering into the fullness of the Lord, so that we can repent.
所以需要圣灵来在我们里面显明是哪些阻碍我们。来得这个充满的生命，让我们可以有机会悔改。
And as we allow His Spirit to empty us, then the Lord comes in and He fills us to the fullness with His life, the life that expresses the fruit of the Spirit.
所以，当我们让圣灵这样来做，把自己倒空之后，圣灵才能够把这个生命充满在我们里面，让我们来彰显那个圣灵能够结的果子。
This is Galatians 2:20.
这其实就是加拉太书的二章二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is I no longer live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live through Christ, the Son of God, who lived in me and delivered himself up for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着。是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Stephen was one that knew the dealings of the cross in his life.
斯蒂凡是一个知道十字架在生命里面要做怎样对付工作的人。
He was one that understood when the Lord said in Luke 9:23, "If you want to come after me, you will deny yourself and take up your cross daily."
所以他懂得主耶稣基督在路加福音第九章里面讲过的那句话。就是若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起自己的十字架跟从我。
This is our cross, to deny ourselves, our self-ambition, our self-will.
这就是舍己，就是要来否定，来弃绝我们的自己，我们的野心，我们的这个自我中心，还有我们自己的意愿。
To deny our self-centeredness, which we naturally have.
就是我们天然而有的以自我为中心的这件事情，要被弃绝。
Now, how do we know that Stephen knew the dealings of the cross?
那我们怎么知道斯蒂凡他知道十字架对付的工作呢？
Because as we read the record of Stephen, we don't find out much about Stephen. It's all about Jesus.
因为我们读斯蒂凡故事的话，你发现完全不是关乎他这个人，都是关乎主耶稣。
This is the secret.
这就是那个秘密。
Because of the Lord's victory on the cross, we as believers, we have this resurrection life that's within us that wants to come forth.
这个秘诀就是主耶稣他已经为我们死在十字架上，那这个得胜的生命可以在我们里面。
And it's that resurrection life in us that gives us the ability to deny ourselves.
是这个死里复活的生命，让我们甚至可以有这个能力来舍己。
And as we deny ourselves and we take up our cross daily, the Lord comes in and He fills us to fullness.
当我们这样舍己，然后主耶稣的生命就可以，这个死里复活的生命就可以进到我们里面，充满我们。
Stephen was full of grace, full of wisdom, full of power.
斯蒂凡他是充满了恩惠，充满了智慧，充满了能力。
But his life was not his own; Christ was his life.
但是不是他自己的生命，是基督成为他的生命。
This emptying begins with crossing that separating line.
这个倒空。是从那个越过界限开始的。
Last Sunday, we heard from four brothers and sisters that crossed that separating line as they stood up in baptism.
在上个主日我们听到了有四位弟兄姐妹他们跨过了那个界限他们归给我们的主
They proclaim they were the Lord's
他们受浸在那里来宣告他们是属主的
And we heard in their testimonies how they declared the successes, the rewards of this world are not satisfying
我们也听到他们的见证讲到在这个世上的成功世上的得着那都是短暂的
They are quickly passing but the joy in Christ is eternal
这些都是要过去但是在主里面的那个喜乐却是永远的
We need this reminder often
我们也需要经常这么被提醒
So in Acts chapter 7 Stephen draws this clear line of that which is of Christ and that which is of man
所以在使徒行传的第七节斯提凡在那里也让我们看到这个清楚的界限就是哪些是属于主的哪些不是
He begins with Abraham, the father of faith.
他开始就提到信心之父亚伯拉罕
But he reminds them that the Lord spoke to Abraham or Abram, which he was known at that time when he was in Mesopotamia.
他提到亚伯拉罕当时他的名字还是亚伯兰就是在米索波大米听到神向他讲话
Mesopotamia was a place that represented all the wealth, the success, and all the degradation and evil of the world at that time.
那米索波大米在当时的那个时候代表的就是这个世上的这些荣华富贵这些成功但是也代表那个堕落还有这个世界上的邪恶
And Abram's family was wealthy because they were makers and sellers of idols.
那亚伯兰他的家庭呢其实是赚了很多钱因为他们在那里制造并且来贩卖偶像
Now the Jews held and still hold Abraham in very high regard as they should as the father of faith
但是犹太人他们还是把亚伯拉罕放在很高的地位是他们的信心之父这是应当的
But Stephen takes us back to remind us it was not Abram that was special it was God who came in and possessed him
然后斯提凡就让大家看到不是说亚伯拉罕有什么特殊是因为神得着了这个人
And Abraham's family was called to come out of Mesopotamia come out of the world
亚伯拉罕和他的家就被呼召来离开这个世界
to come out of this place of temptation of godlessness of compromise
离开这个不敬虔的这个世界还有这个妥协的世界
And Abraham's family took those first steps of faith.
然后亚伯拉罕的一家就迈出了信心的第一步。
They left as they were called to, however, they needed to understand that they were not called just to leave, they were called to go to someplace.
那亚伯拉罕他们这一家接到呼召之后，应该知道的就是，并不是只是让他们离开而已，因为神呼召他们是要让他们进到一个目的地的。
We come out because we are called to go into the promised land, into the presence of the life of the Lord Jesus.
我们被呼召进入的是那个应许之地，是要进到主耶稣的同在的里面。
However, Abraham's family, when they first left, they stopped short. They settled in Haran for a short time.
但是亚伯拉罕跟他的一家呢，却在中间停滞了一段，他们停在了哈兰这个城市。
Place that seemed to have a certain amount of godliness.
在那里似乎有一些敬虔的事。
But a place actually where traditions and customs sort of took the place of the flow of the life of Christ.
但是在那里呢，一些传统、一些习惯却来代替了这个圣灵那个活的生命的交通。
Too often this can be our story.
很多时候这也是我们自己的故事。
The Lord tells us to take a step of faith, and we take that step of faith, and we experience great joy in Christ.
有的时候神来呼召我们的时候，我们在信心里面迈出了一步，也体会到在主里面的那个满足跟喜乐。
And then we just continue to repeat the same thing the same way over and over again, and even though the cloud may start to move, we stop following and we stay stagnant in that place.
然后我们呢就重复在以前的事情里面在停滞的里面没有意识到这个云柱火柱已经往前挪移了
We've experienced the Lord in a very real way but now he wants to continue to speak and to continue to lead us on
因为我们曾经经历过神这个鲜活的带领但现在呢我们要意识到他持续的一直的要带我们向前
We almost look and say well Lord surely you don't want me to wander through the desert
那我们会对神讲神啊你当然不愿意我们是在旷野里面兜圈的
How about I just settle here where I've left the evil of the world, but I can instill joy the so-called good of the world?
那能不能这样啊？我已经离开这个世界的邪恶，那现在呢，就让我停一停，来享受一下这个世界还有一些好的东西嘛。
We often settle for what is good, and we miss what is best, the perfect will of the Lord.
那但是有的时候，当我们享受那些所谓美好的东西的时候，却没有得着神的治好最好。
That's why we want to continue to inquire of Him continuously and not be satisfied.
所以我们不应该满足，应该是持续的、一直的来求问神。
Our satisfaction becomes as we're dependent upon Him and as He leads us step by step.
我们的满足应该是在于他每一步都这样引领我们向前。
So separation from the world is not only leaving, but also coming into abiding in Christ and Christ abiding in me.
所以与世界分别呢，不光是离开，还是要进入，是基督在我里面，我也在基督的里面。
Now in Acts chapter 7, Stephen was speaking to those who had become very capable.
那在使徒行传第七章，斯提凡是向一些大有能力的人来讲话的。
Those who were making sacrifices, keeping the traditions of their fathers.
这些人在那里献祭，也在那个从先祖传下来的传统里面来服侍的人。
They were attending all the meetings. They knew all the vocabulary.
他们参加了每一个聚会，他们也知道该用什么样的用词。
They had become comfortable with their lives the way they were and didn't really understand what we see in Revelation 3 where the Lord tells us in the church of Laodicea, you think you are wealthy and rich.
他们在那里满足于自己已经在做的事情，已经有的光景，却没有听到主在启示录第三章向老底家教会所讲的话，就是他们是赤身露体的。
You think you are in need of nothing instead of seeing that you are miserable, blind, and naked.
他们以为自己是富足，一样都不缺，但却不知道他们是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
They become satisfied with just keeping the tradition so-called handed down by Moses.
他们对于摩西所传下来的传统，能够把握住，已经非常满足了。
However, I don't think Moses, one that was communing with the Lord face to face, having that fellowship would have approved.
但是摩西是那个面对面与神交谈的人，所以摩西不会来赞同他们所做的事。
They become to just settling with the outward traditions instead of entering into the fullness of what Christ had for them.
因为这些人只是满足在外面的这些传统里面，而没有想着要进入这个活的与神这个活的交通。
And Stephen points out the Lord wants us to enter into this inheritance, the fullness of Christ's presence in our lives.
所以斯提凡就向他们启示，神要的是让我们进到应许之地，要进到那个丰满的生命的交通里。
But it begins first with that separation, with circumcision.
但第一件事要做的就是这个分别，就是割礼。
A cutting off of the flesh.
就是除去肉体。
Abraham had left the world, but the world had not yet left him.
亚伯拉罕似乎已经离开世界，但世界却没有离开他的里面。
The enemy and the world often want to try to keep a hold upon our lives.
所以这个世界上的仇敌，他经常就是让我们这样也让试着抓住这个原来的生活。
And those holds may be very different for each one of us.
这个对原来生活的抓住，对每一个人都是不一样的事情。
It may be our career, it may be our money, it may be our health.
也许是我们的这个职业，也许是我们的钱财，也许是我们的健康。
It may be our house, it may be the so-called American dream that we're pursuing.
也许是房产，也许是所谓的美国梦。
But the Lord says there's something much fuller, much better that He wants to bring us into.
但是神要讲的是有那些更丰富的更大的事情让我们进入。
And if we're listening, He will show us and show us that we're settling perhaps for what is good and it's the enemy of what is best.
也许我们要倾听的话就发现神对我们要讲的就是不要在那个所谓的美好上面满足，因为神有治好的要给我们，而且这美好会成为这治好的敌人。
Like I said, it's very different even for each one of us, and we want to come before the Lord every day and ask Him, is there something that has replaced you in my life, Lord?
所以我已经讲过，每个人每件的事情都不一样，所以我们需要每一天到神的面前来询问，有哪件事情在我里面 代替了你的地位。
Something big or small that may be holding me back from entering into the fullness that you desire.
或者是一些大事，或者是小事，这些事让我里面抓住了之后，就没有再得有机会再来得这个丰满的生命。
If we simply tell the Lord we are willing, we want Him to be King of our heart, He is faithful to come in and reveal Himself.
如果我们是这样有这个渴慕，而且向神讲愿意你在我心里做宝座的话，神一定会向我们来启示。
We actually heard this admonition this past Wednesday in the announcement related to the winter retreat.
在上一次上个周三的时候，我们听到这个关于冬令会的一个警告。
How the enemy is putting more and more pressure on our young people, even beginning in middle school, that they have to start pursuing a career and academics and high achievements and various things.
就是这个世界怎么样把这样一个压力摆在年轻人中间，从初中生就开始了，让他们在学业上，在各样的事上非常的繁忙。
And often, we're not only letting it happen, sometimes we are actually pushing or modeling that to them.
有的时候我们不光没有抵挡，甚至我们在旁边推波助澜，让我们的孩子们在学术上有这样的追求。
Do they see us putting more emphasis on these achievements in the world than our relationship with the Lord Jesus?
那孩子们看到我们，是不是觉得我们更在乎我们在这个世上得成功，超过我们对神的这个追求呢？
Do we model to them that all we desire is for Jesus?
我们对他们是不是一个榜样，就是我所追求的一切就是耶稣。
And do we do all for Jesus, or do we really do it for ourselves?
那我们所做的是不是全是为了耶稣，还是说为了我们自己？
Now these are questions as we ask ourselves that we know and that we can trust the Lord to come in, because He's the master surgeon, He knows just how to circumcise the heart.
所以当我们有这样求问的话，那感谢主，因为他就是那个最好的手术师，他知道该从哪里来切割。
He knows correctly what to cut off and what to empty so that he can fill us with the fullness of his life.
他知道什么是应该被切除，什么是应该被倒空，然后他可以充满我们。
Now, don't misunderstand me.
所以大家不要误会我。
We are to be good stewards of all that the Lord has provided for us.
我们需要为着神所赐给我们的每样事情做忠心，做好管家。
We should be among some of the best workers in the world.
在这个世界上，我们应该是最好的员工之一的。
We should be those that our colleagues and our neighbors see are faithful and are trustworthy.
那我们应该是在同事、在邻居眼中，被看为那个值得信赖的人。
They should see that we are diligent, but our motivation is to please the Lord and not to gain success and advancement in the world.
他看到我们应该是一个殷勤的人，但却不是为着要得着这个世界上的成功跟好处，是为着让神可以得满足。
We are not striving to glorify ourselves, we are striving or desiring to glorify Christ.
我们的努力不是让我们自己得荣耀，而是为了让主可以心满意足。
And then when the Lord does bless us, do we return all that thanksgiving, all that glory and praise back to Him?
那当我们蒙了这样蒙了祝福之后，我们有没有把这个荣耀、把这个感谢来归给我们的主呢？这是他配得的。
We even have this time at the end of the month, this month of thanksgiving, where we can stop and really consider who is it that we should be giving thanks and praise to.
那在这个月的月底就是感恩节要来到了，又是一个机会让我们来思想是谁值得我们来感谢来赞美。
So a living sacrifice is also one that is wholly surrendered to the Lord.
活祭还有就是一个人他要完全的降服在主的里面。
We see that Stephen was wholly the Lord's.
那我们看到斯提凡他就是这样完全的属神的。
And he shows us what it means to be wholly the Lord'sThrough the life of Moses.
他也借着摩西让我们看到什么是一个生命完全是为了主。
And how Moses had to be wholly surrendered to the Lord, a living sacrifice before the Lord could use him for his purpose and use him to serve his purpose in his generation.
那我们也看到摩西只能是他是完全的降服在主里面，成为一个活祭在主里面才能够被主来使用，在那一世来服侍神的旨意。
So the Bible recites, or tells us, Stephen actually recites, how the Bible tells us how Moses was lovely even when he was born.
那斯蒂凡就提到摩西他怎样从刚出生开始就在神的眼中是那么的俊美。
He was lovely in the sight of God, and when Pharaoh was trying to put the Hebrew babies to death, the Lord protected Moses.
神是这么的喜爱他，所以当法老在那里杀害所有希伯来男孩子的时候，神就来保守了摩西。
You know, I'm often in awe of the Lord's wisdom and his sovereignty, but even his sense of humor.
那我就对着神的他的主宰、他的智慧、还有他的能力、甚至他的幽默，非常的感到惊奇。
How the daughter of the very one that was trying to put all the Hebrew babies to death comes and takes Moses and brings him into Pharaoh's palace.
因为就是这个要把希伯来男孩全部杀死的法老，他自己的女儿却救了摩西，而且在皇宫里面把摩西养大。
Moses is actually educated in the ways of Egypt for 40 years.
那摩西就在那里40年，在埃及的王宫里面学了一切的学问。
And then Stephen reminds us that the record of Moses says he was powerful in words and deeds.
那斯蒂凡也提到，摩西这个人是说话行事都大有能力的人。
But this is Moses in Egypt.
这是在埃及的摩西。
And God really has no need of our worldly wisdom and our human strength.
而且神在我们人的这个能力跟智慧里面，他是用不到的。
So at age 40, Moses was actually rejected by his people to be a deliverer.
然后在摩西40岁的时候，他自己的那些同胞却来拒绝他做拯救者。
Because in fact, he was just not yet ready.
同时也是摩西他本人也没有预备好。
And it had nothing to do with his physical age.
与他这个年纪其实没什么关系。
It had all to do with man's wisdom and power versus the wisdom and the power of Christ.
完全关乎到底是人的智慧跟能力呢，还是神的智慧和能力。
Remember, Stephen was only 29 or 30, but he was being greatly used of the Lord.
那我们记得摩西Moses or Stephen?
Stephen was actually only 29 or 30, compared to Moses, who was already 40 and he was still useless.
好，这就很清楚了。就是斯蒂凡他在29、30岁的时候就被神这么的大用，那同时呢，摩西这个人已经到了40岁，神还不能用他。
So Moses actually spent another 40 years in the desert taking care of sheep and goats.
然后摩西其实又花了40年的时间在旷野里面来照顾那些山羊绵羊。
And then at age 80, the Lord reveals himself to Moses as the fire in the burning fire in the bush.
然后摩西到了80岁的时候，神借着荆棘火焰来向摩西来显现。
So there was this dead, old, dried up thorn bush, but yet it was on fire with the fire of the Lord.
就是这个死掉的、已经枯干的荆棘里面却有神的火。
So dried up dead thorn bushes are actually very common in the desert.
因为在这个旷野里面这些枯萎的死掉的荆棘是非常普遍的。
It's very common as they get dried up that they will actually go up in a burst of flame.
那最常见的就是当这个有些火来到的时候，这些就完全一烧就消失了。
But they're usually consumed and gone in a flash.
经常就在这个转眼之间他们就被烧灭。
Probably a sight that Moses was very familiar with after 40 years.
也许在40年之后摩西听天天都看到这样的事。
But on this day it was different because the bush was not consumed.
但这一天却不一样，因为这个荆棘被火烧却没有烧毁。
It remained a dried up dead thorn bush, but yet this flame was burning.
这个荆棘还是那个死掉的，还是那个枯干的，但是却没有被烧毁。
So Moses turned aside. He said, I have to see this great sight.
然后摩西就说，我要近前去看一看这样的大神迹。
And that's when the Lord spoke to Moses, and he said, Moses, remove your shoes, for this is holy ground.
然后就是这个时候，神向摩西说，说你要把脚上的鞋脱下来，因为这里是圣地。
The Lord is holy.
神他是圣洁的。
Sometimes it seems we may become too familiar or too casual with the Lord.
有的时候也许我们对神觉得自己已经很熟悉了，就变成非常的随意。
Do we consider his holiness? He is Almighty God.
我们有没有思想他的圣洁呢？他是那大能的神呢。
Perfect in wisdom and power, the eternal one.
是那永远的，而且在智慧能力上都是完全的。
And yet amazing grace.
但是何等奇妙的恩典。
This one that wants to have a close personal relationship with each one of us.
因为这一位要与我们每一个人有那个亲密的个人关系。
Who wants to fellowship with us, who reaches out in some of the lowliest places to come and grab hold of us.
他愿意与我们交通，而且降到至低的地方与我们来交通。
But do we remember that he is holy and we are dwelling in the presence of the King of Kings?
那我们要知道他是圣洁的，我们可以在这万王之王的里面。
Do others see in our speech and in our conduct ones that are living before the King?
那别人看到我们有没有看到在我们里面有这个至高的王活在里面。
He is so gracious, and yet he is the one worthy of reverence and honor and praise.
他是蛮有恩典的，但同时他也是配得我们所有的敬畏，他也配得尊荣，也配得我们的顺服。
So what was significant about this bush with this burning fire in it?
那这个被烧火烧的荆棘有什么特别的意义呢？
Stephen shows us that Moses saw something marvelous.
那斯蒂凡就让我们看到，摩西看到的是一件奇事。
The Lord showed Moses, Moses, you are nothing but a dried up old thorn bush.
神要向摩西来启示的，在这个意象里面要讲的，就是摩西，你是那个无用的，根本就是那个枯干死去的荆棘。
Apart from God, you are absolutely nothing, but you have the fullness of the Almighty God in you, this life within you.
你在你里面是毫无所有的，但是呢，你却有这个大能的神可以充满在你里面。
Now at age 80, Moses was finally ready to be useful to the Lord.
然后最后终于在摩西八十岁的时候，神可以来使用他。
Because the cross had dealt with him, because he understood he was nothing apart from the Lord.
因为他接受过十字架的对付，他知道在神以外，离开神他什么都不是。
But that's okay, because that very resurrection life can now come forth.
但这是好的，因为只有这样，这个复活的生命才可以从他里面活出来。
It was not his education or his physical strength that mattered.
不是说我们的教育，或者说我们自己的这个天然的能力能做什么。
What God was looking for was that living sacrifice.
神要看到要得着的是那个活祭。
I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Too often we quench the Spirit because we act independently.
有的时候我们总是消灭圣灵的感动，因为我们是在自己里面来行动。
Or even though we know better, we still strive in our wisdom and in our strength.
虽然我们似乎了解了这件事，但还是在自己的里面挣扎。
Or sometimes we may settle like the Pharisees and we just get comfortable with tradition. Or let's return back to Egypt, the things we know.
有的时候我们就像法利赛人一样，就在外面的这个传统里面就满足了，这样就回到了埃及。
You know, the reality is we cannot live the Christian life.
这个真正的事实就是我们不能来活基督徒的生活。
Jonathan pointed out when he opened and when he prayed.
那 Jonathan 弟兄在开始的时候也是这样开头，也是这样祷告。
And the Old Testament reminds us again and again that we cannot live the Christian life.
而且旧约一再一再地告诉我们，我们是不可能活出一个基督徒的生活的。
But praise the Lord, it's not up to us to live the Christian life.
但是赞美神，因为不是靠着我们来活这个基督徒的生活。
We have within us the life that is fully capable of living the Christian life.
在我们里面的这个生命，活着的生命，是完全有能力活出一个基督徒该有的生命。
Christ is able to live the Christian life.
因为基督是可以活这个基督徒的生命的。
He's holy, he's beautiful, he is abundant resurrection life.
他是圣洁的，是美丽的，他也是那丰满的，而且他里面有那个复活的生命。
And the Lord desires to reveal himself as this burning fire within us, this life.Within this old, dried-up, dead thorn bush.
所以神今天也愿意在我们里面来启示，让我们知道，我们只不过是那个被火烧的荆棘，是死的，是枯干的。
Where we realize what Romans 7 is telling us that there is no good thing in us apart from this resurrection overcoming life of Christ.
就像在罗马书第七章里面啊，我们读到的，在我里面是毫无良善，是不可能活出这样一个啊美好丰满的生命。
But as Stephen was willing to offer himself a living sacrifice, that life flowed forth abundantly and fully.
但是当斯提凡这样把自己献上作为活祭的时候，从他里面就活出了这样一个生命，是如此的被充满。
He did exactly what the Lord said, exactly when the Lord told him to do it.
他做的是主正要他当时所做的，他说的也是主当时要他所说的话。
And the Lord testified that Stephen was full of Christ.
所以是主在那里做见证，他里面充满了是基督的生命。
So as a living sacrifice, we will be that testimony of Christ.
所以当我们也这样成为活祭的时候，就可以来见证基督那个丰满的生命。
Stephen spoke the truth to these ones that were accusing him.
而且斯蒂凡对着这些控告他的人也是讲出了这个真理。
And he revealed since the beginning of Israel's history how the Lord is wanting to tell of his glorious eternal purpose.
他告诉这些人，从先祖开始，神就已经要启示，把这个荣耀的旨意让他们知道。
And how the Lord is wanting to reveal his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为神何等的乐意把他的儿子主耶稣基督启示给我们。
The religious leaders at that time and the masses missed it.
但是那些在公会里面的所谓的宗教的领袖，他们却没有得着。
They persecuted Jesus.
他们在那里来逼迫主耶稣。
And when Stephen declared the truth, the angry mob assaulted him.
当斯提凡再来宣扬这个真理的时候，那个时候这些愤怒的暴徒就来对付他。
You know, Stephen didn't receive a fair trial. He didn't really even receive a complete trial.
斯提凡没有得着一个公正的诉讼，他甚至没有经过诉讼。
He was never sentenced, but the Lord or the enemy wanted to use this angry mob to try and take Stephen out.
因为当时并没有真正的宣判，但是呢，这些暴徒却在那里用石头要打死斯蒂凡。
But this is exactly when Stephen testified of the Lord Jesus Christ, the victorious one.
这就是这个时候斯蒂凡在那里来见证主耶稣基督是得胜的那一位。
So as Stephen was stoned to death, the Bible tells us that he then has these miraculous words to say.
然后当斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候，我们也看到圣经记下来他讲的 那一句奇妙的话。
Here was this dried up old thorn bush, but as he gazed into heaven, he saw the heavens open and he saw the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
在这里是一个枯干的，是一个死去的荆棘，但是他却抬头望天，看到天开了，人子是在荣耀的里面站在父神的右边。
And as Stephen saw that, he said, "Don't worry. There's nothing to be anxious about."
然后斯蒂凡看见之后就说，不要忧伤啊，没有什么我们值得忧虑的。
There's no reason to be afraid.
我们也不需要恐惧。
The victory has already been won.
因为这个得胜已经完成了。
Don't be distracted by what's temporal, by what's earthly. The Son of Man is standing by the right hand of God.
不要被这个世界上至赞至轻的来抓住我们，因为人子已经站在神的右边了。
A man has done it. A man has walked this earth and has overcome sin, the devil, and the world.
因为在这个世界上已经有一个人经历了一生，他现在已经胜过了罪、死还有世界。
And now he has been seated on the throne, and the veil is torn away, and we can enter into the very presence of the living God.
今天他已经坐在宝座上，而且这个幔子已经裂开，我们可以经过这条又新又活的路到神的面前。
We enter in through that finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以进入这个主耶稣基督已经完成的工作里面。
Stephen's declarations were a testimony.
斯蒂凡的这个宣告就是一个见证。
A testimony of who Christ is and who we are in Christ.
就是来见证主耶稣他是谁，还有我们就是如何的在他的里面。
It's all about the man in the glory.
这完全在乎于那个在荣耀之中的一位。
And then Stephen goes on to make another incredible statement.
然后斯蒂凡又讲了另外的一句话。
Matter of fact, a statement that only the fire burning within him could make.
这个只有在荆棘里面啊，那烧着的火才能够做出这样的啊，说出这样一句话。
As he's being stoned to death, he says, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them."
他们正用石头打的时候，斯蒂凡就说啊，不要主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。
This is not something he could say of himself.
这个不是他凭着自己能讲的一句话。
But this is the life of Christ being expressed.
这个就是他里面那个基督的生命被彰显出来。
And we can't do it either, but the life of Christ can and will do it if we allow.
我们自己也不能做，但是我们如果允许圣灵在我们身上做工的话，也可以讲出这样的话。
Like Stephen, we want to be that testimony of Christ.
就像斯蒂凡一样，我们也愿意成为基督的见证。
We want to be full of the Spirit, full of light, full of life.
我们也愿意里面被圣灵充满，被这个生命所充满。
We want to be manifesting the fruit of the Spirit to others.
我们也愿意在我们身上向着他人显出的是那个圣灵所结的果子。
So we just need to tell the Lord that we want, that we're willing to be that living sacrifice.
所以我们需要做的就是向神来诉说，告诉他我们愿意成为活祭。
If we tell him we're willing and we tell him that, and we acknowledge that we cannot do it, but have that faith and trust our brother talked about last week that he will do what he promised.
所以当我们承认自己不行，当我们向他来讲出我愿意让神来做的话，那他一定会借着我们像上周弟兄所讲到的，在信心里面成就这件事。
Then we will know what Jesus tells us when he says, "With man it is impossible, but with God it is possible."
这个时候我们就能够来经历主耶稣所讲的，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
So what's the result of being this living sacrifice?
那如果成为活祭之后，它的结果是什么呢？
We see as Stephen was stoned to death, he allowed this life to flow out.
我们也看到斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候，他让这个生命从他里面可以被彰显。
And we say, wow, but such a short life.
那我们要说何等短暂的一生。
But all of this happened right in front of and at the feet of a young man named Paul, who at that time was called Saul.
但是这一切的发生就在一个少年人的眼前，这个少年人他就是保罗，当时他的名字是扫罗。
Saul, who was a persecutor of the church.
这个扫罗当时是逼迫教会的人。
And who in Acts chapter 8 verse 1, it tells us Saul was in hearty agreement with the putting to death of Stephen.
在这个使徒行传第八章讲到啊，扫罗当时看到斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候，他喜悦他被害。
And then the word gives us this wonderful picture. Stephen wasn't put to death.
那让我们也看到斯蒂凡并没有被打死。
Says he fell asleep.
讲到的是他睡了。
He entered into the joy, the fullness, the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他进到的是那个喜乐，那个完全就是主的同在里面。
There is a rest and there is a peace for those who are a living sacrifice and who've surrendered to the Lord.
所以当一个人他完全降服神，成为活祭，这个结果就是他在主里面找到安息。
And even in the midst of trial and tribulation, we can testify of the overcoming life of Christ.
就是在这些逼迫困苦的里面，可以来见证我们里面这个生命，基督的生命是那个死里复活的，是得胜的。
Because whatever we may think we've given up is nothing compared to the eternal riches and the glory that we have together in Christ.
因为我们在世上所放弃的，与主耶稣基督他自己的那个荣耀、那个丰满来比，一点价值都没有。
So this picture of Stephen and what he said in chapter 7 had to remain with Paul through the rest of his life.
所以在第七章斯蒂凡身上所发生的一件事，就在保罗的一生来成为他里面的那个图画。
And so Paul, when he's given testimony in Acts chapter 20, he's telling about the conversation that he had with the Lord in his testimony.
然后在使徒行传第二十章，保罗也讲到他自己与神的这些对话。
And he describes meeting the Lord on the road to Damascus and the Lord's word to go out to preach to all the Gentiles.
然后他就讲到怎么样在去大马士革的路上，荣耀的主向他显现，而且告诉他要去外邦人中间来传讲这个福音。
And Paul states how he confessed before the Lord that he was standing there and he was giving approval as the Lord's servant Stephen was stoned to death.
所以在神的仆人斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候，保罗也站在那里。
No doubt this was one of the things that was even on Paul's mind when he penned in 1 Timothy that record that he said, I, Paul, the chief of sinners.
就在这个提摩太后书里面，保罗自己也写到，他说我是罪人里面的罪魁。
Paul had a clear picture of who he was without Christ.
保罗知道离开了基督，没有基督的话，他自己到底是谁？
But he also had a clear picture of what it meant to be a living sacrifice and how the Lord could mightily use you if you're surrendered to him.
而且保罗也有一个清楚的图画，就是当你作为一个活祭，把自己完全降服给主的时候，什么事情会发生？
He saw in Stephen a picture of one that had no thought of himself. It was all about Jesus.
他看到的斯蒂凡，就是他里面完全没有己，里面完全都是关乎主耶稣基督。
One that understood this life on earth is to testify of Christ and to be prepared for eternity with Christ.
他完全的了解我们的生命在地上就是应该来见证我们的主耶稣基督，而且在永远里面我们也要与他在一起，而且来预备我们与他在一起。
Paul had this picture before him then even as he talked about running the race and finishing the course.
所以保罗在交通道怎么样来跑当跑的路的时候，他也是有这个图画在自己的心里。
And that one that surrendered to the Lord has a crown set aside for him.
所以当一个人他愿意降服完全顺服主的话，就有那个公义的冠冕为他存留。
The name Stephen even means crowned one.
因为斯蒂凡这个名字的意思就是冠冕。
So Paul would go on, as we know, to write 13 epistles, much of the record of the New Testament.
而且我们也知道保罗后来写了13封的使徒书信。
And Stephen would have been part of that testimony of Paul's that he would have told Titus, that he would have told Timothy.
所以在保罗向着提摩太向着提多来宣讲的时候，其实斯蒂凡也在其中。
So I once heard a brother make the statement, if it wasn't for Stephen, there would be no Paul.
那我喜欢有一个弟兄曾经讲到的，如果没有斯蒂凡，就不可能有保罗。
And if no Paul, no Timothy, no Titus, no many others that have been blessed by what Paul has recorded for us.
那如果没有保罗的话，也没有提摩太，没有提多，没有许多被记载的在圣经上的这些仆人。
Yet we know it was not Stephen, it was simply a vessel that allowed the Lord to manifest his glory, his life, and his purpose.
所以我们也知道不是斯蒂凡，是一个倒空的器皿，可以在这里来彰显主耶稣基督他的荣耀，还有他的一切。
We really don't have to worry about how many days the Lord has given us on this earth.
我们其实不需要去多多的考虑，在这个地上我还有多少的年日。
He has perfectly numbered our days.
因为他是在他的完全的里面已经数算了我们每个人的年日。
But we do need to be those that redeem the time.
但我们需要成为那一般人，就是要赎回这些时日。
To know that He's given us this time for a very specific purpose, to glorify Him, to allow Him to reveal His desire and His purpose.
所以我们要知道，我们这个一生就是应该用来荣耀他，用我们的生命来彰显他的旨意。
And to prepare us and to mold us and build us together as the body of Christ.
而且来预备我们，让我们彼此建造成为那个基督的身体。
So how do we spend this time the Lord has given us?
那我们怎么样来使用主基督给我们的时间呢？
Paul encourages us and says, Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以保罗就跟我们讲到，弟兄们呢，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上作为活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们这个属灵的侍奉是理所当然的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do want to give you thanks and praise.
主啊，我们愿意把感谢赞美来归给你。
Lord, we are reminded that you have such a glorious purpose.
主啊，你提醒了我们，你有何等荣耀的一个旨意。
And that you have gone to great depths in order to redeem us.
而且你付出了何等的努力跟代价，为着要救赎我们。
In order to deliver us from the bondage of this world.
为着让我们可以从世界里面被释放。
Lord, forgive us where we have stopped short.
主啊，求您赦免我们，有的时候我们真的是没有满足你的心意。
Where we have not continued to hear and walk forward in faith as you lead and as you desire to express and fill us with your fullness.
有的时候你在那里引领，在那里呼召，让我们进入这个丰盛的生命，但我们却在那里停留在传统里面，停留在自己里面。
Lord, we are reminded that we are totally incapable of living this Christian life.
而且你也提醒了我们，我们自己是没有能力来活出这样一个基督徒的生命。
But we thank you that there is one that is capable.
但是我们感谢你，因为有一位，这一位是可以的。
And that you've made full provision for that life, that overcoming, that resurrection life to be within us.
而且这个完全得胜，从死里复活的生命，你已经让它成为我们已经可以得着的预备。
Lord, we tell you this morning that we are willing.
今天早上我们要向你说，我们愿意。
We desire to be that living sacrifice.
我们也渴望成为那个活祭。
Lord, may you rule and reign over our lives.
愿意你在我们的生命里面做主掌权。
And may you give us that the strength to declare that we want to be identified with Christ and Christ alone.
愿意你给我们那力量可以来宣告我们已经是与你合一。主啊，来宣告你是我们的生命。
We want to allow you to work in our lives and deliver us from these things that hinder us from the fullness of Christ.
而且在我们生命里面做工，让我们可以从这些阻碍我们、阻挡我们得丰盛生命的这些容易缠累我们的罪里面可以被释放。
And Lord, it is our desire to be those that as we walk this earth that do express the fullness of your life.
愿意我们这些人在地上行走的时候，可以让人看出你这丰满的生命。
But that we express it in a way that brings you all glory, all praise, all honor.
愿意这些彰显可以把荣耀、赞美、尊贵带给你。
Lord, we're reminded that there's such joy and satisfaction when you are allowed to gain all that you desire.
而且我们知道，当你可以得着你自己所要得着的时候，会有何等的满足。何等的安息。
And we do want to enter into the fullness of that.
我们愿意进入这样的丰盛。
So we commit ourselves into your faithful and loving hands.
所以我们把自己摆在你爱跟信实的手中。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.